Lord Jesus in his Last Supper with us. Maundy Thursday. Maundy is from a Latin word I learned. I didn't know originally, but it means mandate in English. It's mandate or command to hand over the Lord Jesus for his death for us. Christ was handed over to the Romans to be crucified. The reason why he was handed over to them, the reason why he let himself be handed over to them was two things. On our side, our sin. On God's side, his mercy. And that's why. And that's what Luke has been talking about, that the Father is merciful and gracious to us. And so Jesus actually let himself be handed over. He didn't need to do that. He did that because of his love for us, and the Father's grace, and the Father's plan for our salvation. What a gracious thing God has done. This is astounding what God has done. And yet it was for our sin. In a real sense, Maundy Thursday is a time of remembrance of our sin. Now, I know that's not a popular message, but it is a Bible message that we are to remember, to consider the fact that we are sinners saved by grace. And we are, in this time, in Maundy Thursday, reminded of that. And when we come to the communion time a little later in the service, we want to be thinking of the fact that Jesus literally paid for our sin. He paid the price for our sin. Luke chapter 6 is when Jesus gave two short parables, and they are parables about our sin. I and all of us tend to overlook our own sin, downplay our sin, and see what other people did. Look what she did, look what he did, look what they did, and not look at what I did. You see, that's what salvation is about Jesus paying for not just their sin, but my sin. You see, we need to be thinking about the fact that Jesus paid for my sin, our own sin. From Luke chapter 6, verse 41, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, when you yourself do not see the plank in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. That plank is our sin. That's what it is. It is our wrongdoing, our unkindness, our unthoughtfulness to others. And it is why we need a Savior. Think back. For some of you, it was a long time ago. And for some, it was much less recent, much less long ago, more recent, when you were saved, when you're saved. And the Lord Jesus then applied his payment to us. And we then received that payment. So in one sense, that plank goes back to when we were born again and God took away that sin from our lives. In a legal sense, in a judicial sense, that is when the plank was removed. But in another sense, that plank is also what we sometimes do today. And unfortunately, we can still, as believers, be looking at what other people do and forget and ignore what we do. We need to be, at this time, you know, on this particular day, on Maundy Thursday, thinking about our own failures, our own sin, even now, as believers. And then what does the Bible say? If you confess your sin, he is faithful. That means he always does it. He always does it. And just, why is he just? He is just because Jesus paid the price, you see. And legally, that was removed. the moment we were born again, and in a sense it was removed at Calvary all the way back 2,000 years ago, that sin was removed. He's faithful and just to, what? Forgive us our what? Sin. Unless we recognize, friends, unless I recognize, unless we recognize that that unkind word, that unkind thought, that wrong act was sin, we're not fulfilling that verse, are we? We're not fulfilling it because we're saying, yeah, it wasn't that big a deal. You know, I just made a little mistake there. But we didn't. And I need to do that too. And I was been thinking about that and confessing a particular thing I did to the Lord even as I was coming here, because we are sometimes short-sighted about our own sin and very perceptive of everybody else's sin. You know, when you understand, that's what Jesus is saying, that we need to be more perceptive of our sin and a little more understanding of our friend, our neighbor, our mate, our family, and be prepared to help them gently, realizing, hey, you know, I've got to remove the plank from my own eye first. Now, the second parable is this. For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. When we are looking at a crab apple, it is not going to be good to eat. We need to recognize, you know, this is a crab apple. This is not a good apple. This is a crab apple. And every true tree is known by its fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. The good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good, and the evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, this was our condition, you see, before we were born again. Out of the abundance of the sin of our heart, we just, we would speak. And unkindness and cruelty and all kinds of bad things came out of our mouth. I've seen that. I've seen it with kids in public school, and you've seen it, the kind of things that come out of people's mouths just to harm others, to hurt them. And it's something that we don't want to do. And then the Lord Jesus saved us. Thank the Lord for that. But we still sometimes have that old tendency toward doing and saying those bad things. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And sometimes, as a believer, we still speak unkindness. And I want us to be thinking about that. And I did. I preached my sermon to myself first. I really honestly did. And I thought of one occasion when I did that. So we need to be thinking about that. Did I say something to my mate? Did I say something to someone else that comes from that old sin nature that's still there? You see, when God saved us, he judicially removed the sin, but he did not remove yet that old nature. We still have that old sin nature still in there. That's going to be removed when we see the Lord Jesus. We have now the new nature, but we still have that old tendency to do wrong, to speak wrong, to be unkind. And that's the old bramble bush coming out. That's the old thorn tree coming out. That's the wrong speaking that we have coming out of our lives. And when we put down someone, when we're unkind to someone, that's that speaking evil that we should not be doing. James says something very strongly, and he's saying it to believers. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it boasts great things. Boasting. I've had to confess sin of boasting, and let's be thinking about that. Let's not be boasting. And that's one of those sins. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. And the tongue is set among the members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell. Our tongue. This is not a happy message. This is a serious message. It's a message to all of us, a message first to myself, that we need to consider our words and our thoughts. Because, you see, the words come out of our thoughts, you see. It says out of the heart, the decision-making, the thinking. So we need to correct the thinking, correct the heart attitude. And I do, too. We all need to do that and consider that we are to live the way Jesus would want us to live, and that is thanks for thanksgiving and being grateful to people. Sometimes we don't do the positive. See, the negative is all those bad things, but then we need to replace the negative with the positive. That is, when someone has been kind, let's say thank you, and really mean it. When someone has helped us out, we need to be expressing gratefulness for that help. When someone needs encouragement, we need to not put them down. We need to encourage them. See, replacing the negative with the positive. And that's what the Lord Jesus wants us to do, is replacing those negative words with positive words. Really, how much, when we think about it, how greatly we need the Savior. This is a week of thinking of his death for us, his burial, his resurrection. How much we need the Savior. And that is the reason for the cross. You see, that plank in my eye that I need to remove was paid for by the plank Jesus carried to Calvary that he died on for you and for me. If the men would come now for our reading from Scripture,
Psalm 32, 1 through 5. A psalm of David, a contemplation. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. John 3. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Thank you.
I'd like us to stand before the Lord and bow before him and consider if there's sin we need to confess in our lives. Perhaps even go to someone and confess to them. Because blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute his iniquity because of Jesus' death.